Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened down 128 points this morning from yesterday's close at 20,003 on turnover of 4.6 billion NT. The market moved sharply higher on Wednesday to close above the 20,000-point mark on the back of a rally on Wall Street overnight. The bellwether electronics sector led the day's gains. The sector mirrored tech stocks' strong performance on Wall Street. The market was boosted by hopes the U.S. Federal Reserve will cut interest rates after new data showed a slowdown in American manufacturing activity. Outgoing Health Minister Xue Ruiyuan says he has not received an invitation to attend this year's World Health Assembly, but he says the issue will be handled by the new cabinet. According to Xue, he believes his successor, Chiu Tai-yuan, will head a delegation to Geneva and hold meetings on the sideline of the event if Taiwan fails to secure observer status. The 77th World Health Assembly will be taking place from May 27th through June 1st and is being held under the theme of All for Health, Health for All this year. The new Taipei District Prosecutor's Office has indicted a Yonghe District Ward Chief and his aunt on charges of taking other ward chiefs on a subsidized trip to China. According to prosecutors, Xu Chengkai and his aunt were commissioned by the Taiwan Affairs Office in Kunshan City last year to invite 12 ward chiefs to China. Prosecutors say ward chiefs' expenses were fully covered. Their relatives only had to pay for the airfare. The ward chiefs and their family members were taken on all-expenses-paid trips to Kunshan City, Changshu City, Wuxi City, and several other locations in November of last year. In international news, Russia has vetoed a UN resolution calling on all nations to prevent a dangerous nuclear arms race in outer space. The vote in the 15-member Security Council was 13 in favor, Russia opposed, and China abstaining. The resolution was sponsored by the United States and Japan. It would have called on all countries not to develop or deploy nuclear weapons or other weapons of mass destruction in space. Such actions are banned under a 1967 international treaty that included the U.S. and Russia. Under the treaty, countries also agreed to the need to verify compliance. The U.S. and Russian ambassadors traded accusations on space weapons. Over in the U.S., Arizona's House of Representatives has voted to repeal a near-total abortion ban. The state Supreme Court reinstated the ban earlier this month. The ban, which has yet to go into effect, has become a major political issue in the key swing state. Ira Spitzer reports.
After blocking earlier attempts, three Arizona Republicans joined Democrats in voting to repeal the 160-year-old law banning almost all abortions that the state's Supreme Court reinstated earlier this month. If the bill clears the Arizona Senate and is signed by the governor, as seems likely, abortions in the state will continue to be legal through the first 15 weeks of pregnancy. Despite the party's largely anti-abortion stance, some Republicans, including presumptive presidential nominee Donald Trump, had viewed the near-total ban as a political liability for the party heading into November's elections.
And five military horses spooked by noise from a building site have bolted during routine exercises near Buckingham Palace in central London. They ran loose through the heart of the city. The horses injured at least four people, collided with vehicles, and caused chaos during the morning rush hour. Four soldiers were thrown off the horses, and three of the troops were hospitalized with injuries. The horses were all captured shortly after. They were taken back to the barracks in Hyde Park, where they were undergoing medical tests. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.